30 years ago this week, orange chicken went on the menu at Panda Express. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tells us why it has become a fan favorite since then.
At the Panda Express Innovation Kitchen in Pasadena, we meet Chef Jimmy Wang.
Orange chicken is probably one of the most genius creations in the past 30 years. It's taking everything that we love, right? Crispy fried chicken, tossed with a savory sweet and sour sauce that really hits all the senses and taste buds in your mouth.
There are a lot of home recipes now, but this restaurant chain claims to have created the first. Wang says they use dark chicken meat coated with a light batter. The sauce is a balancing act of sweet and sour, a little yin.
We use actually brown sugar here. There's honey in the sauce.
And a little yang.
Chinese black vinegar. And at the same time, we want to make it very, very savory, so there is soy sauce. You want to draw out tingling sensation with heat, with garlic, with ginger. We use a little bit of crushed chili to give it just a little kick, but not too much.
Wang says the key to the Panda Express sauce is using oil from orange peels. They deep fry what are essentially chicken nuggets and toss them into a wok with the orange-flavored sauce. There's no MSG. Orange chicken was developed by Andy Cao, a Taiwanese chef trained in classical French cuisine. Cao retired after 30 years as executive chef of Panda Express. But in 1987, he invented the dish, says the company's co-founder, Andrew Chern.
We have this bone-in chicken. It's called the mini chicken. Okay, mini chicken. I don't know why. And it was selling so well, except people said, you know, same flavor, do it without the bone. Okay, so there comes orange chicken.
Chung says Chef Cao was inspired by the flavors from the Hunan province in China. He says the dish is a variation of another fan favorite, General Tso's chicken.
This is not a Chinese dish. It's very much a cultural import.
Journalist Jennifer Ait Lee is author of the book The Fortune Cookie Chronicles and producer of a documentary called The Search for General Tso. She says Tso was a Qing Dynasty statesman and military leader from the Hunan province.
Who played an important role in the Taiping Rebellion, started by a Chinese man who thought he was the son of God and therefore the baby brother of Jesus Christ.
Lee says more than 20 million people died during that civil war. A century later, in the early 1970s, General Tso became the namesake of a dish created by another Taiwanese chef, Peng Cheng Kuei. Lee says both dishes, General Tso's chicken and orange chicken, are Americanized mutations of sweet and sour dishes found in China. In her documentary, she traveled to China to ask people to react to the innovations.
They were baffled, like very confused. It has a sort of goopy fried, like heavy look. Then they would be like, is this Chinese food? Because it doesn't look like Chinese food to them.
Even so, Lee says Chinese-American food has developed its own authenticity. Panda Express CEO Andrew Cheung says the sweet entree is the restaurant's bestseller.
People love it. They like the dessert before dinner or during dinner.
The dish is so popular, fans have created their own online comedy skits and songs in tribute.
I want to eat my orange chicken.
Spicy goodness.
Bring me some orange chicken. It's swish, sweet.
Orange chicken, I got sauce dripping.
Panda Express says it sold 80 million pounds of orange chicken this year alone. Chef Wang points out that's 4 pieces for every man, woman, and child in this country. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
I got sauce dripping. Yeah. All right. Just like orange chicken.